The news show needs your help. If you enjoy this podcast, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions or send a one-time donation at paypal.me/britishtech. Your generosity ensures that this podcast can continue. Thank you so much for your support. Hey, news listeners, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 6th of July, 2021. We have the best technology news that's happened over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off Tuesday with Hacker News. Actually, the Hacker News has been kind of going on for a little bit. Since the weekend, actually. And it has to do with the folks over there at Kaseya. Now, those of you unfamiliar with Kaseya, it's a software-based company. And it's used by managed service providers to perform IT tasks remotely. But on July 2nd, things started to take a turn. The folks over at Reveal, or Are Evil, however you want to put it, they're actually a ransomware group from Russia, deployed a malicious software update exposing providers who actually use this platform. And as you probably guessed, because of the ransomware, money is involved. About $70 million. That is what the attackers are demanding because they've claimed they've infected over 1 million devices. Now, according to the CEO of Kaseya, they said only a very small percentage of their customers were actually affected. Estimates are actually saying about 40 worldwide currently. However, though, other reports are saying about 70 managed service providers were actually impacted. And because of that, that resulted in 350 more impacted organizations. As far as right now, it's a story that we're just going to have to keep watching. We don't know if money has changed hands or if we'll ever change hands. Unfortunately, though, I feel over the coming days, we'll probably hear about more people that are actually affected by this. We'll keep you posted. Moving on to some rumor. Actually, this is more or less leaked news now. And it has to do with the folks over at Samsung announcing their Z Fold 3 and a new Galaxy Watch 4. And if this actually pushes through, which is supposed to be unveiled in August, it'll probably make some Samsung folks happy. Particularly after that lackluster Mobile World Conference event. According to the report, Samsung will be launching 5 devices at their next event. This includes the Galaxy Z Fold 3, the Galaxy Z Flip 3, the Galaxy Watch 4, and the 4 Active. Plus some new Galaxy Buds, as in the Galaxy Buds 2. Now, from this leaked info, yes, August seems to be the month. However, though, we don't know the date. What we do know, though, it will be broadcasted via YouTube. And as you probably guessed, yeah, it won't be a physical event, not yet anyways, as the company still plans to hold only virtual events for the remainder of this year. And finally, drinking water. By golly, we all need it. Sure, there's plenty of water on the planet. We just can't drink it as humans. You know, with all that salt. However, though, a Korean scientist may have come up with a nice little lovely technique that will actually make seawater fit to drink in just a few minutes, too. How will this happen? Well, apparently through a nanofiber membrane. Yes, researchers in Korea have used a membrane distillation process that results in 99.9% salt rejection. Meaning this new study is basically a new way to purify seawater by just using a nanofiber membrane as a salt filter. Now, no, this is not really anything new. Scientists have used membrane distillation in the past. Problem is, though, if membranes become too wet or flooded, they may no longer be able to reject the salt. Ah, but it seems these Korean researchers might have actually overcome this by using, yes, nanotechnology. And basically by using a whole bunch of words that I can't pronounce, what they've basically done is taken the membrane with a low concentration of polymer to produce a composite membrane with a super hydrophobic surface. In layman's terms, they've created a filter that had a higher surface roughness and lower thermal conductivity. And because of this, they can actually keep removing that salt from the water for up to 30 days. Gotta say, that's pretty cool. Particularly on this planet, unfortunately, when 3 billion people worldwide are still affected by water shortages. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Take a look around at our official website for the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show, and the other great podcasts from the British Tech Network at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also support the news show over there because we need your help to stay on the air. Unfortunately, the news show is just weeks away from going off permanently, and we need your donations to stay afloat. So if you love the news show, head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions or make a one-time donation donation by simply going to paypal.me/British Tech. Any amount that you can give would be greatly appreciated. You can find British Tech Network 2 on Facebook at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come join our community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of the conversation today, so do it now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next couple of days. But until then, have a great Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.